you're going to be packing your bags with your friends from Nashville and heading on up this way.
Oh, I know it. I'm looking forward to it. I hope it happens sooner than later, really, because I'm ready. I'm ready.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is, what, the sixth annual Nashville Hitmaker Show?
It is. 6 years we've been doing it, and it's been so great. It's been, you know, a sellout the last couple of years, pretty much. So we're excited about it.
Absolutely, and lots of great reasons to be excited this year, because you got a lineup that's just outstanding.
I do. I've got some great people coming up. Sean Camp, who is just unbelievable. I think he just won a Grammy for bluegrass production and playing on a bluegrass outing, and he's written some great songs, fantastic songs for a lot of different people. Chuck Cannon is coming up. He wrote, you know, I Love the Way You Love Me, and let's see, he wrote for Toby Keith, How Do You Like Me Now?
Well, what a big hit that was.
Yeah, I really like that song a lot, plus many other songs. And actually, this year, the last 2 years, we haven't had any women on the show, and so people were asking me about that. So this year, I'm having three wonderful songwriter singers that are women coming for the show. They'll be opening the show. One is Laurie White.
I played her records.
Oh, did, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Some hits. And she was also, you know, she also was in that movie with Tom Hanks. Stranded. It was where he was on the island.
Oh, but, yeah.
Yeah. She was the lady at the beginning and at the end of it that he had a crush on there at the end. She was on, came up to him on the truck out in the middle of the desert out in Texas. And she was she's also an actress, really a good one.
Well, that's cool. And I understand there's more, too. More ladies coming.
Yes. Kylie Sackley is a girl from, she's been in town for 4 or 5 years in Nashville, and she's starting to really hit. She's had two or three big hits. And she's from Australia, and she won this large contest over there. It was very much like the American Idol is here. And she won that 1 year and came, always wanted to be a songwriter in America and came to Nashville. And she's a great singer and a great performer. And she's going to be there. And let's see, who else? Spadey Brannon's coming back up. He wrote Real Love for Kenny and Dolly and Think About Love for Dolly. And he's coming up to play bass with whoever wants to, too. He's one of the foremost bass players in Nashville. He's been around a long time. He used to work with Cowboy Jack Clement, all kinds of people. He's played on everybody's album. And he's a great source of amusement, too.
To say the least.
And there's the other girl that's coming is Lauren Massetti is her name, and she's a new writer, but I heard her play down in Key West and ask her to come, and she's just fantastic. I think people are really going to like her. She's coming up too. And then our great friend Mike Loudermilk's coming,
aka Guitar Louie.
Yeah, Guitar Louie. And we're going to have a little surprise for Mike he don't know about.
Ooh,
it'll be fun. And he's coming up again. This will be his 6th year. He's the only person besides myself that's played every year, and I keep bringing him back because people keep saying, are you bringing Mike? You're bringing Mike, aren't you?
Yeah, they all love him.
They do. They really do. He's such a great guy. I love him, too. We travel a lot. We do a lot of shows together other than that show because I just like whenever I can get him to go with me to shows, I do, because he adds so much to one.
And it's interesting, I think, too, even because, you know, like we say, this is the 6th year for the show in Ohio. You've been going around the country with a number of these shows, and it really seems like the people that go to these shows really seem to appreciate the insight that they get from the songwriters, because you don't often get that. It's so much attention is usually placed on the people who, you know, make the records, the artists and so forth. But you get a different perspective when you see how the songs all come together.
You really do. This last Saturday night, I played the Bluebird Cafe down in Nashville, and people were so interested in that. When after the show, they go, I didn't realize that, you know, the person who sang it didn't write the song. I think that's what most people think. You know, I used to think that way before I got into the business of music. When I had records, I thought that was, you know, the way it was, that the singer wrote the song. And one day, when I was a kid, I asked my dad, I said, I'm playing your records here with Tommy Dorsey and all these different records. I said, what's that name that's in parentheses under every title of a song? He says, well, that's the songwriter's name. And ever since then, every record I ever looked at, I looked to see who wrote it, you know. But I was under the same misconception for a long time.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because I think it was yesterday, I was kind of scrolling through Facebook, and somebody had posted a little meme with Driving My Life Away on there, and I got to pop on there and go, hey, I know the guy that wrote that song.
That's great.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I was going to mention, I did mention some of the songs that Sean Camp, who's coming, one of the headliners coming, here's some of the songs he's written. How Long Gone by Brooks and Dunn, which was number one, and Would You Go With Me by Josh Turner.
Oh, yeah.
River of Love by George Strait. Two Pina Coladas by Garth Brooks.
I remember it well.
And Firecracker by Josh Turner, too.
That was a huge one, too.
Yeah, so he's had some really great ones. And Chuck Cannon, besides I Love How You Love Me and How Do You Like Me Now, he also wrote some other Toby Keith hits, Dreamwalkin' and American Soldier.
That was a huge hit, too.
Yeah, and I Love How You Love Me was the Academy of Country Music Song of the Year one year.
For John Michael Montgomery, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So he's done some really good stuff. He's a great singer, too. All these people are really great singers also.
And the thing I think is really so great about this show is that you really have, you know, accomplished some things with the proceeds of this event, not only for the Indian Lake Watershed Project, but also for the music department in the school district.
Oh, I know. I'm so proud of that. I'm so proud that we get to do that and that we raise enough money where it's a substantial amount that, like, the school gets. And we also give a scholarship to a great, outstanding musician or singer that's at the school that, you know, graduating. We also get to do that, so that's real rewarding. And of course, Indian Lake, I just love keeping it beautiful because I spent all my summers there. I rode my bike over from Lewistown every day I could, and spent the whole day at Beatley's or Silver Isle or one of those beaches, you know. And that's where I learned to swim, and I just love Indian Lake, and just being able to be a part of keeping it beautiful is really rewarding, you know.
Yeah, they got that second dredge up and running now, too.
Yeah. I can't wait to see what they've done on the spillway. My sister's been sending me some pictures, but I want to see it in person, what they're doing with that now. We helped to pay off that one weed cutter thing that they used to keep it clean, and the dredge, I think we helped pay that off, too, by the money that we raised.
I can almost imagine seeing you out touring the lake this year on a boat somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I will be out there. You know, we're really lucky. There's Spend a Day and Bud's Marina. They send boats over for us to use while we're there for the weekend, and that's just wonderful.
So those of you who will be out on the lake in a boat on the weekend of the 19th of August, be advised, the person in the boat next to you just might be a bunch of people from Nashville.
Probably.
Yes, indeed. Well, how can folks get tickets? What's a good way for them to check that out?
Well, the best way is to go to NashvilleHitmakers.com, and all the information is on there, and phone numbers and everything you need to be able to come to the show. And I'd suggest getting tickets pretty soon because it was a sellout the last couple years, so I want everybody to be able to make it that wants to come.
All right. Very, very good. Well, I certainly appreciate you taking the time to speak with us again today, Even Stevens.
Well, it's always great to talk with you, Rowdy. You're just such a great guy, and you've added so much to so many shows for us, and we really appreciate all the effort that you make, too, because you always come through for us, and I really appreciate that.